93rd. This is 93rd version for Ross Boys 93, right? Starting September 3rd, and just continuing the last remark from the end of Boys 92. Mark said that the word water is such a globby word because you have to put your tongue up here, way in the back of your mouth, and go rah, water. So he was remarking on the interesting nature of the. Of what we call the flap, the dental flap that you use in water. One of the first cases of an actual remark on phonology that I can think of.
That's after a while.
The babies and having them and stuff. If the cat could just adopt a baby, he wouldn't have to marry. You know what adopt means. Getting a baby.
With buying it.
With buying it?
Yeah. But that can't catch. The cat can just taste it.
Oh. Well, now what's the word again? It means getting a cat? Or getting a baby?
Adopt.
Oh, adopt. Uh-huh.
But girls don't adopt babies, they have babies.
Some girls don't have babies, they adopt babies. That's enough sugar, Mark. Mark, it really is enough. No, no more. Here's the...
Asked Ross, well, we were watching Danger Mouse on television, and it said, Penfold, wrote this, Penfold, B-F. And I turned to Ross and I said, what does B-F stand for? And he said, oh, I don't know, it probably stands for Blundering Fool. As it turned out, B-F stood for Blue Flash, but Penfold is a blundering fool, and it was really quite appropriate.
Who needs to take their address to school?
Nobody.
Nobody? Everybody knows their address?
Is this something you want to know about, Mark?
Mm-hmm. You better put
it
in your pack.
First, anyway.
You better put it in your pack in case you want to know your address.
Guys, which comes first? The
8
or
the 3? 823. Phone number or address?
On my seat.
Hmm.
Now, what exactly do you have to do, Mark?
Go over to her without anything in our hands.
And do what?
Tell her the address and the birthday, so that means I can't put this over.
Well, you can study it before you go.
Oh, Mark.
I think a real beginning would be
November.
For you to learn how to
write all out
to read it from the paper.
Yeah, you can practice. If you keep that at your desk and keep on using it, you'll take it out of the paper and put it in your head, right?
Yeah. Can you even read it?
Read the whole thing.
You have some bread.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to do it. I keep on saying it in my brain.
Okay, say it in your brain out loud. Say it out loud for us now.
8-2-3-2-0-5-1 8-2-3-0-5-1 I can't do it. I can't. Can somebody give me a glass of milk?
Mark, if you do it 20 times, you'll win.
A smug.
Do it 20 times in a row.
I'll go with
God.
You. Come here.
8-2 A cup
three.
Of milk, yeah. 8-2-3-2-0-5-1
Mark, try to learn the first, the front part.
2-0-5-1
Learn the front first.
8-2-3
Yeah.
What was that again?
8-2-3 Yeah? Do you know anymore?
He sure did.
Particularly William.
You know, she left the room, but he broke dance.
What? Mm-hmm.
He broke dance whenever she left
he,
the room.
He broke dance?
Break dance.
Okay, boys, let's go. In the car.
Mark.
Yes.
Has three keys. He said, Mom, you know that thread key? That's THREED, thread key, which meant third. Anyway, he said something, but he said thread for third.
Mommy, what did you do? You drew a little map there or something? What was that all about, the map thing?
I ate one already.
He was writing something that...
I wrote him a note with my feet.
Oh, Mommy wrote with the feet, and Ross said, I don't find that very embarrassing.
Well, she said, he said, what are you writing? And I said, it's too
embarrassing.
What are you doing? And I said, it's too embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing.
I think it is embarrassing, Ross.
Your mother doesn't find that very embarrassing.
No, it's pretty embarrassing when you think about it. The more you think
not
about
really.
It. Not really. No. You've got a nice...
I don't think people should think about it.
About how embarrassing... It is, right?
It is embarrassing.
Now, Ross, you were telling me about how people figured out what it means to be a fool and his money.
What?
A fool and his money assumed party.
Some stupid guy that goes up buying the whole stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care what it is, just spends, loses money very, very quick.
Mm-hmm.
Or some guy, like a bum, tricks him mm-hmm. or something.
Right. How would he trick him?
Like saying, Peter, it's near Christmas, give me some money, mm-hmm. man.
Right. Or he could say, my name's Santa Claus, will you give me some money so I can give it to the poor little kid?
Yeah.
And then he gets the money and uses it for himself.
Yeah.
Jiffin. Called Jiffin. Remember when you said, he said, Ross, I know what, Ross says, I know what that stands for. Right?
What do you mean?
When he said, it means that. I know what it means. I know what it stands for. Is that the same thing when you say something means something? It means stands for something?
Mom.
Yeah. Dad,
give me
some milk. You got milk or what? You haven't told us what
I'll
you want.
Give me
the milk. Give me the milk.
Well, I thought it was shocking. Who cares? I can have as many as I want.
I'm trying to make it fair.
Dad, does he have to make it fair that for the amount of cookies?
It should be sort of fair. Here, I'll fair it up. Mark, come here.
He has one, so I get one, and he has two, so I get two.
Mark.
That's stupid.
Mark,
I'm so can I. You have no right to take those away from me.
Okay, Mark, here's how many you can have. You want all of them?
It better be the same amount.
Okay, Mark, you've got to eat them all.
Yeah, no.
Nicely.
You really want to eat all of them, Mark?
Why nicely?
Stop.
Because I'm going to make, if you say all of them, then I'm going to make you eat them all.
Two more and you get two more.
Okay,
you both
four?
Get two more. I promise my father.
Okay.
And I get two.
Okay, who wants more? Who wants more cookies?
One or two.
One more? How many more do you want? You're going to have to eat all of them. You can't, if you leave any, you get a spanking. You want more?
I know, because they're good.
You want more? You want more, Mark?
No.
Smart. Okay, now was there any shortage of cookies?
Wait, it's not fair, so I have one more.
One more? You're going to have to eat
them. No, I don't want.
Smart boy, because if you end up with more cookies than your tummy can fit, then you'll be in miserable shape, like Ross is going to be in miserable. No, it's too late. You said you wanted that cookie. You're going to have to eat every cookie in front of you, because you were Mr. Greedy.
You're going to be so miserable.
You're going to be miserable tonight. You're going to be tossing and turning back and forth.
You know what you're going to get?
I'm going to go kick your head.
Say, brother,
or
please
you're gonna get
eat this
fever.
For me. Say, brother, please eat.
Cookie fever.
Break?
Don't break it, Russ. Don't you dare break it.
Break? Help!
Start eating.
Help!
I hope you like cookies, because you better start eating now. Eat, Russ.
I love cookies. Good, then you help me.
Well, he's got enough of his own to eat. He's got three of his own. You greedy little boys. Come on, eat your cookies. You were fighting over them, now you can eat them.
The one with the nuts on my chips.
That's for you. Okay. Wasn't it stupid to fight?
Yeah, but Mark's been doing this sort of thing all the time. He's been saying, hey, make cookies if you have. I want to make it bigger.
No, Mark. You're going to eat them all then, right?
What?
You're gonna eat all your cookies, right?
You're only making it fair. There were so many cookies.
There's five more cookies. There's six more cookies. So what's the big fight about, Mark? You were the one that was causing trouble.
I was having a good old time until you came.
Plenty of cookies for everybody.
And said, how many cookies have you had? I want to make it fair.
Come on.
Don't have to make a big deal about it.
Okay, now let's forget the whole thing now, okay? Now that our lesson has been learned.
That's what they're for. What?
Shh, Ross, forget the whole thing. Now, let me ask you boys a question. How was the swimming today? Pretty fun? Mommy says you were really lovely with children today.
We had a good time. Yeah, we did.
Were you really good to your mom?
Yeah.
Were we?
I think maybe you've been better sometimes.
You worked hard.
You worked hard.
Dad,
twisted your little neck.
She gave me this little game.
That's
first,
true.
First one little
but
game
you did work hard.
I ate. Then last game.
Mark that bloody nose.
And the last game of Mommy's. The thing of Mommy's deal was going in the pool, and that's how I got my bleeding nose.
Bleeding nose. Did you know that how fast his nose bleeds, right?
Mm-hmm. Mom?
It also stops bleeding really fast.
I know.
I found out that...
And this one was he hit it on...
Oh,
it was
a pool already?
It wasn't my nose.
It was your nose, wasn't your lip.
It was my
mm-mm.
No, here. Up
here,
right here. Dude! Oh, skin. If you want some milk, get your own cup.
That thing's on. Did you know that?
It's alright. I thought I'd record a family argument.
Dad!
As if there's never been any argument.
If you guys chose to be class, I'll tell them about all you do about my milk if you creep.
Dad.
If you keep doing that, I'll tell them all about it.
Dad! Oh, man.
Go eat the cookie. Go eat the cookie. Good boy.
Good boy, Matt.
We got a lot of cookies to eat, Mark. We got a lot to finish. Come on, eat them up. Stop that.
Eat them up, yum.
Stuff that tummy, stuff that.
Fish has fish and volley fish has fish and eat them up. Yum. They don't play baseball, they don't wear sweaters. They don't go dancers, they don't play drums. Fish heads, boy, boys, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Yuck!
The fish heads.
Or there's this other one.
Fish heads, spell them out, yuck. Mm-hmm.
Who
made
that?
They don't say, spit them out.
Who said?
I made up that one.
You made up that one?
Mm-hmm. Spit them out, yuck.
Yeah. Spit them out, too. That one? No, you have to eat that.
If you
have to finish all your cookies.
Make me eat this, then I'll tell all my friends about how I'll tell you. mine.
Both of them are yours?
It's pineapple's mine, green's mine.
Pineapple's mine.
Pineapple's
mine.
Here, come on, Rosie, let's go.
Pineapple's mine.
Okay, you guys want to go upstairs?
Mine.
Marky, you
want
to go upstairs?
Marky hasn't eaten his last cookie.
Okay, Marky, if you don't eat this last cookie, you get a spanking. Okay, I'll let me help you.
One. Bye-bye, buddy. He's helping me.
I'll go for... Oh! That is it. I'm telling. You see, my dad doesn't know how to get a cup of his own, so he has to go and drink out of my cup.
Hold on,
man. Yeah.
That's
wrong.
What children? Shall we go to bed, children?
Look at the little mop. How to look.
And then I have to drink back. I have to drink out of it once he's drinking out of it.
Raunchy.
It gropes me out.
Where's my milk?
Coming up, boss.
No, I mean my water.
Coming up, boss.
No,
I want here.
Where's that cat?
Here I am.
You don't
know
cat.
He's out stalking.
Milk face.
Yeah, upstairs, everybody.
He's a rag.
Now count till I'm going to count to 13.
A rag.
One. Two.
Now it's the house of rottenness.
Marty said, for a minute I thought this was a house of joy. Now it's a house of rottenness. Why did you think it was a house of joy?
Because I like this house.
You did?
And now it's rotten.
What happened when it was? How did it get rotten?
Because you took over it.
What? What happened? What do you mean?
But you never read my book.
Yeah.
I'll tell it in there.
Okay, I won't read your book.
All right. Dad's the worst person in the world. I hate him. I'll kill him to little baby bits.
Marky, you're going to eat those words.
Yeah, we'll put them on a hot dog. We'll mark them on a hot dog and make you eat them.
Yeah, we'll mark them on a hot dog. Mark them and make Marky.
Yeah, but once I'm sick and I barf out stuff, I'll barf out the words.
What does it mean? Hey, Marky.
So we'll mark your Cheerios.
What does it mean to make you eat your words?
I know.
What does it mean?
I know what it means.
What does it mean, Ross?
When you say something that you think is true, but it's not about somebody else or something, and if you're wrong in the last place, then you have to, it's like you have, you're wrong.
That, and then what? And then in the end, how do you feel about it?
I feel like you have to gulp your words back down.
You wish you hadn't said them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You regret it.
Dad.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Nightcrawler.
Let
me read Nightcrawler.
If you read that, I won't.
I'll read one page.
I won't at show and tell. No. If you don't read the whole thing. Then I'll take that to show and tell at school and record it, and you'll hear what you said, what I said. So.
Okay, ready? Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to read you the card. Mark is not bad. About heading off to Sleepy Byland.
That's what it means.
What does big stuff mean, Mark?
It means... You want that,
really
big stuff. You want that from yourself. You're just a weak. That's what it means. That's what big stuff means. So don't say to yourself that you're big stuff. Don't say that to yourself. that's what it means.